We talked last week about intention into thought, speaking, action, character. And it was like a big, poof, take it all. This is from start to finish what I can explain in one go. But each detail is more precise. I thought today we would talk about two of the four eternal hearts. Kind without ego and care without negative. Sometimes it helps to remember them one at a time. Kind and care are part of the compassion side of wisdom and compassion, more than they are part of the wisdom, but they all cross over. And they seem very simple at first. Kind, bring joy. Care, stop suffering. Bang. Got it. Any questions? I have compassion, figure it out. Make people happy, don't let them be sad. Bang. Is it really that simple? Do you remember the name of both of them?
Yeah. Oh, kind without ego. Uh-huh. Care without negative emotion.
All right. Pat it on the back. Well done, man. We're going to hear that from you one more time before the end of the class, and then I'm going to consider it something you've absorbed. So kindness is bring joy. And someone says, man, I'm kind of sad. I need some money to buy something. You're like, oh, here's some money to buy something. So kind. And someone is like, man, I lifted some weights and I hurt myself a bit and I'm hurting from it. And you say, oh, come here, man. Let me massage you. Let me put an elbow in some needles. Less suffering for you. Is that care? Are those good examples of kind and care? Seems pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The guy who came and asked for money actually just wants more to drink. He's already had too much to drink and now he's going to go get more and he's going to wake up with a hangover tomorrow. Is it still kind?
No. It would be without like further calculation down the road. Right?
Caring guy you care for, or girl, you give them acupuncture, massage them, and they think, fantastic, I can treat my body this way all the time and all that will be there to heal me. So I go back to the gym and do something, hurt his body again. It's still care. So simple as create joy, release suffering. Now I actually have another calculation. So create joy in the short term and the long term. Create, release suffering in the short term and the long term. And that's very difficult to calculate properly. Because you don't give him money, he will still have to deal with his hangover. There's already some suffering, some kindness. He doesn't get to give him some more later. And you don't massage this guy, he'll have suffering now anyway, and you're not caring. But you do, maybe he's blind to keep going. The idea is to calculate for short term and long term. Let's say the child you're smiling at, he wants some help from you, he wants some attention. And you give him attention. Is it kind or not? And the attention doesn't make a problem for him later on.
Yeah, that would be kind.
It would be kind. What if there's another kid who wants your attention, he doesn't get it, and he has to watch you give it to someone else?
Still would be kind.
For the other one, it's almost like not care. Like, he will suffer still. One kid get all the fun, the other kid like, oh, Olaf doesn't like me, and I don't get to play. You're still being kind to this one, but the care for that one is not so great. It's very difficult.
It's difficult. I'm putting it in a scenario in my head the way it is in class, right? Because yeah. Then you give a little bit of attention to a kid and then you go to the next one. But if I was...
The result, more joy in the short term, more joy in the long term. Less suffering in the short term, less suffering in the long term. More joy for the person you directly interact with, more joy for all the people around you. More joy for yourself, less suffering for yourself. You keep massaging people, everyone who gets hurt. You're tired. You can't massage anyone anymore. You burn out. You get sick. It's still care.
But you don't want to create tension for yourself while releasing suffering for somebody else.
Yeah.
In a case where I massage people all the time, then maybe I'm not going to be kind to myself.
Well, if you're going to do it, you better have a perfect system to do it with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was originally just bring joy, release suffering. So easy. Now has a parameter of like now and later. You and the person you're helping and the people around them. Yourself as well. Do you have a system where you can do it and actually not hurt yourself to do it? That's quite a difficult one to figure out, right? You and everyone else. At least you're aiming at kindness. Better than someone just aiming at greedy. So if you don't have a system that actually helps and you interact, is it still kind? If you don't have a system that actually helps someone and you still put yourself there, that's more ego than kindness.
Oh.
It's like your intention still makes something better, but you haven't taken the time to understand the wisdom side to see what actually make it better, whether you actually have that capability. Put yourself into it and it make it worse. Like you think someone's shouldn't do something. You say, maybe they have a partner they're interested in or someone they like, and you're like, that is bad news. I can already see it. And you say, shouldn't go for that person. They're bad for you. And they go, don't tell me what to do. And then straight away go for it. Anyone have these ones? So the intention is good, but the way you try to create that intention in real life actually have the opposite effect. And they go and spend time with them and have a horrible time and angry at you because you told them not to. And they keep justifying staying with them by proving to you you were wrong. And they have more misery and more suffering. And all because you didn't go, why? Why is that one the one you like? You know? Part of your ability is actually in, can you read that person? Do you know what the skill is? How to interact with them? Have you properly thought it through? I'm an Aries man. We have the horns. We just charge with our opinion. This is what's right. And the worst, if someone say you shouldn't do it, I'm like, I sure should. The idea I'm teaching or trying to help you be aware of is all the different angles to consider when you're being kind, and all the different angles to consider when you're being caring. Sometimes you see someone's in pain and you really want to help, and you're so desperate to help them, you don't realize the way you're trying to help them is actually make it worse. Someone wants to forget a bad memory or just not dwell on it right now, not have the whole room know they're still thinking about it. And you say, hey, let's talk about that problem that you're thinking about, that I can so clearly see you're thinking about. And then not only are they thinking about it, you're talking about it, and everyone else in the room now know about it. And they're like, face goes red and they go real quiet, and stern voice go, I don't know, I'd probably prefer not to. I might go now, you know, that one. So it's a deeper way to understand pure kind and pure care. Or it's some of the pitfalls that happen with the ego they say is out of kindness. If you can't truly help a situation and you still try, put yourself in there. Sometimes it's miscalculation. But mostly it's like have an ego for someone to see you're kind to them or care to them. It's not of all the egos to have, the one where you're trying to show people you're kind, it's not the worst one, you know. But if you keep doing it and just create more problem, doesn't matter if a baby thinks a fire is fun or knows it burns. They stick their hand in it, there's pain. Doesn't matter if you have a kind intention or not a kind intention. If the result is consistently create suffering for other people, there's more problems. So that's one idea of the ego that blocks kindness. Or the idea, want something back. I'll give something to you, but you have to give me something back. You don't really want them out of suffering, more joy. What you really want is more joy for you, and that's how you see you can get more joy, if I give them some too. So sometimes what you're feeding into, it's just two people's blind karma getting twice as strong. That's why we like to share our disciplines, share observed spirits, share stretching, share Tai Chi. We know the Qigong and Tai Chi moves make the body healthier over age. We know observing philosophy creates better karma, you know what I mean? And when you share that with someone, it's like you have the same double, triple karma to go forward as opposed to backwards. Like if the three of us are buying rounds of beer for each other tonight, and we all buy 3 beers each for each other, we drink 9 beers. That's 9 beers of hangover tomorrow. But if the three of us sit here and share 3 ideas around spirits about kind and care each, that's 9 ideas about kindness and care we walk away with. Sharing makes it exponentially bigger, whichever direction it goes. Kindness without ego. One ego can be, want to be seen as kind. One ego can be just want something back for yourself. Are there any other obvious egos that get in the way of kindness, even when someone shows a kind behavior?
Sometimes I find myself with excitement that I really like an idea that helped me, and then I want to share that with you. Yeah. I want but maybe I don't really have the wisdom to explain it in a way that this is actually going to help the person. So it's just me.
Kind of like
just me showing off.
It's like an naive is probably the closest word I can find. Naive, like, I'm so excited about how great this is. Everyone's going to want to hear it if I love it. And then, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, the end result wasn't that they were the same as excited as me. I don't feel it makes people worse generally. And I think you're very quick to realize when maybe that's happening. There's another ego that shows up. Someone doesn't want your kindness and you're still trying to push it on them.
Yeah.
For your own ego.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pick who to be kind to based on your position. You know what I mean? That's your own ego. I'm at the gym. This is an example. My clients pay me. My friends are the people I know very well in there. I'm always, look how I can help them. They're familiar. I get reciprocation, you know, from our friendship. They are my friend. That is my client. I will help them. But there's still all these people in the gym. If I'm only kind to those groups, then it's my ego, not my ego is like, I'm proud of my ego. My ego is like, because I'm Sean, the personal trainer, and these are Sean's clients and Sean's friends, then the angle of my kindness only comes from Sean, the ego Sean. Not just, every conscious around me can benefit from kindness. If I see any opportunity, I should probably try. That ties into the idea that every life is equal, but every life is different. Equal because we all feel joy and all feel suffering. Equal because we all want joy and all don't want suffering. Equal because we all have the unlimited potential from the essence to develop good level awareness. Different because the path we take that to that is different and we're all at different stages. And it's not even linear. It's like intertwined in time and space. So when we pick the one from I'm Sean and Sean's friends and family and clients and being, then that's from the ego perspective. It's through my keyhole, you know what I mean, to see life. The other side of that is when your awareness level is, you can only see through your own keyhole. Actually, friends, family, clients, I can see through the keyhole, but I can also see all the others. It's not even only the people in my keyhole. It's only the people in my keyhole that I'm already connected to that makes it ego. But the goal at this level of awareness is everyone in the keyhole. Not discriminate because of personal ego. Then when you're willing to help all or be kind to all, and you can observe without personal where you really can create a difference in life and which difference is more valuable. I can help a child tie his shoe. That's actually quite valuable. But I can also help people understand some idea of the eternal truth of life. I know if I have to choose between one or the other, which one has more payoff. You know what I mean? Because more likely, if another person learns the eternal truth of life, they will become another kind, caring person. And then even though that one time that child didn't have a shoe tied up, there's more people in the existence or more consciousness in existence trying to help children like that tie their shoes. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
The follow on? It's a tough call. But that's not from ego. That's from wisdom calculation. So that would be out of ego. Give a man an apple, he'll eat for a meal. Teach him how to find his own apples, he can eat for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Kindness without ego. Create joy in all the ways, we said. Don't be lost in all the ways, the ways of ego. Caring. Release suffering in the short term, in the long term, for the person you're trying to help, for the people around him, for yourself. Short term, long term, people, everyone around him, without negative emotion. Negative or personal emotion. Care is without negative or personal emotion. So it's where care can go wrong. Care can become worry, you know. I care to make sure you're not hurt, but I care so much to make sure you're not hurt, I'm suffering now because I can't stop thinking about the way things might go wrong and this could happen and that could happen and oh my God, and now I'm going to interrupt your life because I'm worried so you can't do what you're doing because I think something might go wrong and here are 10 ways I can... Worry is exponential. Worry is negative emotion. If you really care, you can either help or you cannot help. If you can help, good, help. If you cannot, sit, wait, observe. Don't need to have worry feeling. Worry accomplish nothing. The difference between worry and not worry is when something's wrong and it's just something wrong, it's small deal. When something's wrong and you add worry, it's a bigger deal. And it gets, once you have the habit to worry about one thing, you have the habit to worry about anything. You can watch your mum usually show this one. First, it's important they care for you as a child. And then as you try to break free a little bit and they need you less, they worry more. And it's not, it stops being because they care for you and starts being because that's how they still connect. You know, the old joke, a jumper is what you put on when your mum feels cold.
Yeah.
It's not to say they don't love you. It's just that habit is so strong that even after you are grown and can take care of yourself, the habit is already there. And we can do the same. It's when we can't actually fix the problem, but we keep thinking about the problem. So that's negative emotion. And personal emotion is like the idea of kindness. It's my sister, brother, wife, husband, child, grandparents, parents. That's why I worry. Not because I think every life can feel suffering and I want to keep them free from suffering, but because my parent, my brother, my sister, my this, my that. If you have to pick my brother, then someone else's brother lose. You know what I mean? You'll be careless for someone else, and as a result, the total karma you create will be negative. You won't be releasing suffering. You'll just be personal, possessive emotion to your own family member and make some other life suffer. And it doesn't matter if it's your family or someone else's family. You create suffering, you receive suffering. That's how the world works. Care to release suffering in the short term and long term for yourself, for others, without negative and personal emotion, without worry, without just for the people that your ego directly relates to. That's the way to create care. Are there any other negative or personal emotions you guys can think of? If you care for someone that doesn't care, wants you to care for them, do it in a way that's not effective. Like blind care, like someone cut themselves and you go, oh, let me put a Band-Aid on that. But you don't wash the cut. You just put a Band-Aid on it and let the infection spread. You were caring. But the end result's really horrible.
Yeah, but you don't have the knowledge to
take
care of that situation.
Mm.
It sounds like you know what to do. Like you have a, somebody has a sprained ankle or, and you know, group of people and you show them off that you know how to take care of this, but maybe you don't.
I have a team story from a while ago. We went to Samoa, a lot of the group. And we stayed in these small huts in a little village, three people to a hut, and they all had mosquito nets that hang down. And JC helped someone make the mosquito net more precise. And then he started going around doing it to everyone. And he kept telling him, oh yeah, I helped Asian Ben and everyone do it, so now everyone wants me to do it. And it came to mind, I didn't ask him to do it at all. And he started to do it. I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm fixing your net. And I said, but I don't care for it to be fixed, why you would do it. And he's like, but I helped. And he was so insistent to say he was the one helping. And I was like, actually, I wouldn't have minded my net fixed. I just didn't like that character. I almost felt like I was encouraging him to keep telling everyone how great he was for fixing it. You know, it's like, you didn't even check. It's really compassionate to me. You just want to show everyone what you can do for them. Like, it's not true. It's that's when I think when you say show off care. He's changed a lot over the years, but back then he had a lot to learn, much like me. So that's one way